ओम श्री साई राम। डियरेस्ट भगवान, वी द पिलग्रिम्स ऑन द नेशनल एसएसई पिलग्रिमेज फ्रॉम यूनाइटेड किंगडम ऑफर आर सेल्स इन लव एंड ग्रैटिट्यूड एट थाई डिवाइन लोटस फीट। स्वामी, दिस स्पिरिचुअल होम कमिंग फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस असेंबल्ड हियर is in itself a great miracle of your love. To be born as human beings when you walk this earth and then being touched by you is indeed a supreme miracle of your divine love. For this reason, as an expression of our eternal gratitude, we have titled this evening's offering by the children of Sai Spiritual Education United Kingdom as Sai Mahima, the miracle of love. This divine dance drama presentation highlights your sacred teaching, Daiva Preeti, Papa Bhiti, Sangha Niti, intense love for God, fear of sin and morality in society, which will ensure for us your divine proximity for all times. Swami, we pray for your blessings on this humble effort by our little children. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. What a lovely invocation to Lord Ganesha, the remover of all obstacles. Boys, after this prayer, you should have no problems with the dance practices. We are almost there. Martin, remember, you have to bend a little bit more when you do that final step. You know, where you put your arms above your head and turn around. And George, you must keep in time with the other dancers. When the beat gets fast, you're falling behind. Just be a bit more careful, okay? I hope you're all comfortable with the costumes for the dance.
Yes, Uncle.
Good. Let's take a short break and start from the top.
Aww, but Uncle, didn't we get it right? I thought we were really good. Swami will be so happy with us when we perform in front of him in the Kurvant Hall.
It's not just about how good we dance, act or sing. It's about how we feel inside. If Swami can feel our love when we perform, then it will be perfect.
But we do love him, and that is why we are acting in this drama. In fact, my mother makes me pray to him every day before we come for the practice. And I tell Swami, Swami, I love you, so I'm going to the rehearsals for the drama. And if you love me, you should get me the new PlayStation.
So, what happens if you don't get your PlayStation? Would you still love Swami and come to the practices?
Well, I'd be very sad, I guess. But my mum would still make me come.
That is the mistake that most of us make. Swami says, I require from each of you no other gift, no more valuable offering than the heart I am endowed you with. Give me that heart as pure as when I gave it to you. Full of nectar of love, I filled it with. Our Swami is here for love, not just for our dramas, celebrations, garlands or festivals.
So, why are we really doing the play?
Uncle, do we even deserve to act in this drama?
No, you don't understand. Let me try to explain. For example, why does your mother love you?
I don't know. She just loves me. Well, she's my mummy.
And you love your mum the same way, don't you? We all love Swami the same way as we love our mothers. We should not love him expecting that he would give us this, this, and this. You just love Swami unconditionally, and that is why we are putting up this play. Swami is looking for that kind of love. And now that we understand how to truly love Swami, let us spare no efforts in our practice. So, shall we get on with our rehearsals and give our best for Swami?
Yes!
Now, the next scene of our play is really interesting. It teaches us how to truly love God more than anything else. Money, cars, large houses, anything.
Even PlayStations?
Yes, everything.
Is there anyone who loves God that way?
Of course. There once lived a great saint named Thiago Raja. Shall we listen to the story of this great devotee?
waste your time uttering Rama, Rama. Accept the Maharaja's offer to sing in his darbar. That will make you rich. You are talking about mere droplets, whilst my heart is yearning for the ocean of compassion, Rama, my lifelong treasure. Chandra, I surrender my body, mind and soul at your divine feet. Please listen to my humble prayers and grant me a vision of thee.
So children, remember, whenever you look up to God, He will always be there for you. He will rush to your help when you're in need.
But Uncle, will God only listen to people who can sing and live in India? I can't sing like Thyagaraja.
It's pronounced Thyagaraja. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live. It's not just in India. There are many great men and women all across the globe who have gone on to achieve many great things in life because of their good resolutions, love, and faith in God. If you pray from your heart and call out to Swami with love, He will always listen. And what's more, He will watch over you every day of your lives. So children, have you all heard of one of Britain's greatest prime ministers?
Which one? David Cameron?
Tony Blair?
Margaret Thatcher?
Have you heard of Ramsay MacDonald?
Ramsay who?
James Ramsay MacDonald. He was a great Scotsman from a very humble background. He had no rich friends in high places, no money, no aristocratic family name, nothing. All that he had was his firm faith in God.
Didn't he have any friends in Parliament?
No, he didn't. It was just his faith in God and his helpful nature that helped him to become the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
అది ఇంగ్లాండ్ లోపల కవర్ల పైన అడ్రస్సులు రాసి ఇస్తూ జీవిస్తూ వచ్చేటువంటి వాడు ఒక వ్యక్తి.
There was one person who used to utilize his time in writing the addresses on the cover and eke out his
livelihood. ఏదో కొన్ని నయా పైసాల వంటిది ఆనాడు చిల్లింగులు.
In those days, they used to collect small fees in the form of some shillings.
దానితోనే తన కడుపును నింపుకుంటూ ఒక్కొక్క దినం పస్తు పరుండుతూ ఈ విధంగా కాలం గడుపుతూ వచ్చాడు.
He used to eke out his livelihood in that particular fashion, sometimes fasting for want of money, but somehow he lived a life like that.
ఆ కవర్లు రాసి వారికి ఇచ్చే సమయంలో,
while handing over the covers after writing the addresses, he used to
దైవము నిన్ను ఆశీర్వదించుగాక అని చెప్పేటువంటి వాడు.
He used to say,
may God bless you.
ఇంతే కాకుండా మరికొంత కాలం లోపల చిన్న పిల్లలకు ట్యూషన్ చెప్తూ వచ్చేటువంటి వాడు.
Not merely that, after some time was spent in this particular fashion, he used to give tuition to small children.
ఆ పిల్లల్ని ఇంటికి పంపించే సమయంలో వారికి కూడా ఈ విధంగానే ఆశీర్వదించి పంపించేటువంటి వాడు.
He used to
God bless you అనేటువంటి వాడు.
He used to utter,
may God shower His grace on you. Always have faith in God.
ఏనాటికైనా నాకు ఈ విధంగానే జీవితం ఉండదు, ముందుకు భగవంతుడు నాకు ఉన్నతమైనటువంటి ఉత్తమమైనటువంటి స్థానంలో చేర్చి నా చేత సేవలు చేయించగలడు అనేటువంటి గాఢమైనటువంటి సత్సంకల్పం కూడా ఉండేటువంటిది.
He had a firm belief in good thoughts and he was hoping that God would bless him with all the prosperity and with a good position some టైమ్ లేటర్ ఇన్ లైఫ్.
తాను ట్యూషన్ చెప్పేటువంటి పిల్లలకంతా కూడాను ట్రస్ట్ ఇన్ గాడ్ అని మొట్టమొదటి చెప్పేటువంటి వాడు.
టు దోస్ చిల్డ్రన్ టు హూమ్ యూస్ టు గివ్ ట్యూషన్ యూస్ టు సే ఇన్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ ట్రస్ట్ ఇన్ గాడ్.
ఇంతటి గాఢమైనటువంటి విశ్వాసం కలిగినటువంటి వ్యక్తి,
ద పర్సన్ వాజ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాడ్ సచ్ ఇంప్లిసిట్ అండ్ ఫర్మ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫెయిత్.
అలాంటి వాడు తిరిగి తాను సంకల్పించినట్టుగానే ఒకనొక దినము బ్రిటిష్ దీనికి ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్గా అయ్యాడు.
దట్ పర్సన్ బై హిజ్ ఓన్ గుడ్ థాట్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ రెజల్యూషన్స్ అండ్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ గాడ్ బికేమ్ ద ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రిటన్.
అతని జేమ్స్ మెక్డోనాల్డ్ అని.
దట్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ జేమ్స్ మెక్డోనాల్డ్.
ఫెయిత్ ప్లస్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఈక్వల్స్ సక్సెస్.
ఈ మెక్డోనాల్డ్ అనేటువంటి వాడు ఏ కవర్ల పైన అడ్రస్ రాస్తున్నటువంటి వాడు ఏ ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్ కావడానికి ఎటువంటి యొక్క ప్రాప్తి ఉండాలి, ఎటువంటి దైవానుగ్రహం ఉండాలి, ఎలాంటి సత్సంకల్పం ఉండాలి.
యూ కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ వాట్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ గాడ్స్ గ్రేస్ అండ్ వాట్ గుడ్ థాట్స్ అండ్ వాట్ గుడ్ రెజల్యూషన్స్ హీ వుడ్ హావ్ హ్యాడ్ ఫర్ బికమింగ్ ఎ ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్.
కనుక దైవ విశ్వాసము మనిషి యొక్క సత్సంకల్పము రెండూ చేరినప్పుడు నెగిటివ్ పాజిటివ్ గా ఉంటుంది, తద్వారా ఎంతైనా ఫలితాన్ని మనము సంపాదించుకోవచ్చు.
ఇఫ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ గాడ్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ గుడ్ థాట్స్ ఇట్ విల్ బి సంథింగ్ లైక్ నెగటివ్ అండ్ పాజిటివ్ కమింగ్ టుగెదర్ లీడింగ్ టు సక్సెస్ఫుల్ లైఫ్.
Okay, children, we have had our last practice. All of you must get some good rest and be on time for flights tomorrow. Once we reach Puttaparthi, we'll only have a few more practices just to polish things up.
Don't worry, Uncle. We have learnt our lines by heart and every scene is now perfect. When we get to India and perform our play, Swami is going to be so impressed with our acting.
Yeah, I bet everyone is going to be so amazed with the play. They will be talking about it for weeks.
Children, children, you must understand that this play is for Swami. Our only intention must be to please Swami. If at the end of our play, Swami is happy with us, that is all that matters. And do you know what makes Swami happy?
Our costumes? Our dances? Is it our acting?
No, it's your love, your humility and dedication. Unless we are loving and humble, all our efforts will go in vain. Swami is Bhava Priya. Remember what we read in Swami's discourse.
God is Bhava Priya, not Bahya Priya. He sees the feelings behind your actions. The world is interested in bhavya, outward show. But God is interested in your bhavam, feelings. Hence, purify your feelings in the first instance.
And how do we know if our feelings are pure and full of love? If you act with love for Swami, Deva Preeti, then you would have
Papa Preeti.
Great! I'm glad that you remember what we learnt last week. Bhava Preeti is the fear of sin in order to get closer to God. When you truly love Swami, you will not do anything to displease him.
Yes, we should only do things that will please Swami. Sin is anything that will take us away from God.
Wait, how does sin take you away from God? If I stayed in Puttaparthi, I will be so close to Swami that nothing can take me away.
It is interesting that you should ask that.
Oh, I know, I know. This is like the other dance we were doing.
Yes, the dance is about a story of Lord Krishna, which teaches us that sin takes you away from God and how the power of faith will bring you back.
In my honor, all these years I've helped you to prosper. Is this what I get in return? It's time to know who the real God is. I will send the most devastating rains and thunderstorms to destroy the whole of Vrindavan. Let's see who saves you then. Manifest the greatness of young Krishna's power and divinity. Children, when you truly love God, He will always protect you from any harm and keep you very close to Him. Lord Krishna even lifted a mountain to protect His gopis.
But Uncle, what was Lord Indra's sin?
Well, it was his ego. It was his ego that made him go against Lord Krishna. Ego is a very evil thing. We all must be very careful.
And how do we destroy ego?
Remember what Swami says. Bend the body,
mend the senses, and end the mind.
That's right. Service is key to overcome ego. Service is key to a happy society. When the rich and able take care of the sick and poor, the brotherhood of man is established. And from there,
it will be not long before we realize the fatherhood of God. And that is Sangha Niti. That is the morality in society Swami wants us to strive for. Service is very close to God's heart.
You mean like the Narayana Seva we do?
Yes. And when you engage in service, you will naturally find yourself being drawn closer to Swami. So children, have you heard of the story of Abu Ben Adam?
No.
All right then, let me narrate it to you.
Ben Adam was a very pious man. He lived a simple and saintly life. He spent his days helping and serving the people of his town. He would often say, "The God in my brothers calls out to me, and I have no greater prayer to make than to serve my Lord in them with all my love." One evening, when Abu Ben Adam returned home after a long day's work, he found in his living room an angel bathed in splendid light, bent over a book of golden sheaves, busy writing on it. As Abu Ben Adam approached the ethereal being, the angel looked up.
"Oh, Holy One, who are you? And what is it that you are writing?"
"I am the angel of God. I am writing the names of those who love God the most."
"Oh, is my name on it?"
"No, your name is not on this list. This is the scroll of saintly pious men, hallowed in their devotion and prayer to the Lord."
Saddened by the angel's response, Abu Ben Adam stood watching the vision of the angel disappear into the darkness of the night.
Perhaps I should have prayed harder to be on the angel's list of great men who loved God the most.
At daybreak, Abu Ben Adam left his home for another busy day. When Abu Ben Adam returned after his duties, he found the angel in his house once again. This time, the angel was writing on yet another book of golden pages.
"Oh, Holy One, what are you writing now?"
"The Lord has given me the task of writing the names of those whom He loves the most."
Does my name appear anywhere on this list? Perhaps further towards the end of it?"
"Oh, Abu Ben Adam, yours is the only name on this list."
Salam alaikum salam, salam alaikum salam alaikum salam. Allahu Allahu Akbar, Sai Allahu Akbar. Salam alaikum, 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 salam, salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam. Allahu Allahu Akbar, Sai Allahu Allahu Akbar, salam alaikum. Salam alaikum, 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 salam alaikum.
So children, what have you learnt today from all of this?
We should have love for God,
fear of sin,
and morality in society.
Good. That is very good.
I want to be on the list of names that the angel writes. I'm going to help everyone I come across.
You should. We all must. Swami has told us in so many discourses. This is the lesson taught in every culture and every religion of the world.
There is only one God of Japan, He is omnipresent. There is only one language, language of the heart. There is only one caste, caste of humanity. There is only one religion, religion of love.
Sarva Dharma Priya Deva, Satya Sai Deva. Jesus, 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 Jesus
మహమ్మదీయులు జహోవాయంచు సత్క్రైస్తువు కులజ్జాచ్చుడటంచు వైష్ణవులు శంభోయంచు చైవులు సదా ప్రహ్లాదమున గొల్వ అందరికీ ఆయురారోగ్య సంపద లాభములు సంగీ రక్షించు దేవుండు ఒక్కడే ఎంచు భావించుడి భావించుడి
Oh. జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష దేవా జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష దేవా శ్రీ గణేష శ్రీ గణేష శ్రీ గణేష దేవా శ్రీ గణేష శ్రీ గణేష దేవా జయ గణేష జయ గణేష జయ గణేష దేవా భక్త సంరక్షణ పాప వినాశన భక్త సంరక్షణ శ్రీ గణేశ దేవా జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష్ జయ గణేష దేవా భక్తోధారణ భక్తజన పోషణ పాప వినాశన భక్త సంరక్షణ
You got a better शक्ति तुम हो।
Madhava Madhusudana Thank you. నిత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మా సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మా సత్యం బ్రహ్మా జ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మా అనంతం బ్రహ్మా అనంతం బ్రహ్మా సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మా సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మా సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మా సత్యం బ్రహ్మా జ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మా అనంతం బ్రహ్మా అనంతం బ్రహ్మా సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మా
రామ 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 సీత రామ జనించి సీతాదేవిని ప్రీతి వరించి వామన రాశిని మీటు బంధించి ఆదరముగా విభీషణు బ్రోచిన రామ పాలించి చెండిన కినుకట పాలిని చూచి చేరిన వాన ఇరుల దోచిన రామ 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 సీత నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్యనారాయణ
నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ 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 ఓం సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ ఓ
సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ